apples to the ground. Call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Eddie, I know Alton, Illinois is home of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air, but can you tell me something else interesting about Alton, Illinois?
Well, it is home of the Alton Giant, the tallest man that ever lived.
Well, I know they call you Fast Eddie, but I never heard you called the Alton Giant.
You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, be careful there. Where is that giant? Is he in that new...
He's on the patio. He's out there fighting to get out of that huge patio with the big screen TVs and the coldest beer in town.
And that is an unbelievable...
Year-round patio for the giant.
So it's the giant patio.
Yeah, you just said it.
Fast Eddie's.
Alton Giant Patio.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor.
Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, expires 3/31/12.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
breasts. Large breasts.
Well, and you wonder why Paul Harris doesn't have a show. That kind of talk right
there. No, that was Paul Harvey.
What? Yeah.
No.
He's passed away.
Well, Paul Harris passed away?
No.
No, Harvey. No, Paul Harvey has passed away.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the March 14th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are three in the St. Louis area. We're going to give you their website. We're going to tell you where the stores are. And we're going to tell you that this may very possibly be your place for one-stop pain relief. It has been for thousands of people across the United States, hundreds in the St. Louis area, the Good Feet Stores. So buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. One of the greatest bar jokes ever, requested by Tina Dalpiez, is on the way.
Hey!
But first, let us introduce ourselves. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason.
Would now be a good time?
Absolutely, right now. Okay. Or later, if you're in the car.
Okay.
For their phone number and more, you can go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
She is credited with, so far today, having the most clever comeback of anybody in the room, and it had to do with chickpea. That's all I can tell you. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody, and happy birthday to Brenda Malley. That is my daughter-in-law's mother.
So what would that make her? What's the name for your daughter-in-law's mother? Is there a name for that? Your something-in-law?
Outlaw?
Outlaw? Yeah, you're outlaw. you're outlaw. Brenda, you're outlaw. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. People ask me all the time, what do you have for protection? Well, it was actually a girl that asked me that. I said, Hebe Jimenez. He's in charge of protection. And Hebe, you do a great job, buddy. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a real good idea.
Why?
Rat Boy's been working on a punishment for that guy that shot those people in Afghanistan. And he says, take him over and let the Afghanistan people feed him some of their homemade what?
Cheese.
Because you know how dirty some of those people look? I bet their cheese is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And they could, like, die from, like, stomach ache or something eating their cheese. That's a good idea. Yeah. How about Bruce Limpurst in the All-Boy Orchestra?
Yeah. The Munda cheese.
Yeah, from Munda. Make him eat from Munda cheese. It hurts me to think about it. And for anybody who doesn't know what from under cheese is, just email Dan Strauss, and he will email all of you back one at a time and explain to you what from under cheese
is. Or Google it and look at the pictures that come out when you do that.
Yeah, can you? I bet you could Google from under cheese.
I'll Google it right now.
I guarantee you'll find it. Everything's in that Google.
Hey, spell from under.
Fromunda? Well,
Fromunda.
There it is. Fromunda. It's Fromunda in there, cheese. Isn't it? Is it in there?
Did it have a picture?
Yep. Let's see.
What does it say?
Let me see.
You want to read. Yeah. You want the Urban Dictionary definition?
Yeah, no, I do.
All right.
Go ahead. This is educational.
A viscous liquid or paste which can be scraped from under the foreskin or apple bag.
Apple bag?
It doesn't say apple bag.
It does.
This is
Urban Dictionary, yes.
The urban people refer to it as the apple bag?
Well, this is urban dictionary are like just terms, you know, slang terms.
I've never heard
that. And emits an odor similar to that of the beehole of a rotting carcass.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Only here, folks. You know what? Charlie Brennan will never discuss Fromunda cheese.
Read the definition of Fromunda cheese.
What?
Yeah, he would never read a definition for...
KMOX will never discuss Fromunda cheese. Never. It's not going to happen.
I've never seen it.
You have to come here for this kind
never
of
seen
education.
It?
Nope.
We don't see it.
That's good.
I don't think
the guy is proud to show it off if he has it.
It essentially means your hygiene is bad.
You probably smell it before you see it.
Well, but you don't bathe. You're not clean is what it means. That's Fromunda cheese.
Under the bat wings.
Yeah. And I think a real fat person that has that fall over, fold over fat, like spills out over their
FUPA.
Lap. Yeah, they've got
FUPA.
What's that?
FUPA.
What is that?
Fat upper pubic area.
Well, Tina, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Listen to that evil laugh. There's a demon in her that just came out.
FUPA.
It's a FUPA FAPA.
There will be a multiple choice test at the end of the show. FUPA means A, B, C, D. Fromunda means A, B. You're going to need to know these answers, so I hope you're taking notes. We're brought to you by the Good Feed Stores. There are three in the St. Louis area. We mentioned the other day, I don't know how it came up, but my grandmother and people of that generation used to call their feet their dogs. My dogs are barking. Meant my feet hurt. And my grandmother, my dad's mother, worked on her feet all day. She worked for Brown Shoe Company. They had a division down in a little town in Tennessee, and she stood and made put soles on shoes and stitched in leather and all that stuff. And her dogs barked a lot. Of course, there weren't no Good Feed stores then, so she did what all older women did. They wore those old lady that lived in a shoe type shoes with the laces that go all the way up like a boot, those black, you know, those black grandma shoes. I could still see her old shoes, and I remember as a kid thinking, why do old women have to wear those shoes? I guess they didn't have any other alternative. Now we have alternatives. You can wear stylish shoes, your shoes, and simply put a Good Feet insert in there, and it's like you're a different person. You're walking on somebody else's feet. Hopefully that pain you had will be gone, especially you plantar fasciitis people. Let me tell you something. Before you spend thousands of dollars on doctors and therapy and shots or even surgery, you need to try the Good Feet stores, because that's the number one reason that people go in is plantar fasciitis. It's a very common thing. It's very painful, too. I've had it. I've had it a couple of times. I've never had it since I got the Good Feet inserts, and that's been about 3 years, 4 years now, never has come back, not once. No guarantees. There are certain serious issues and ailments that they can't fix. It does take surgery sometimes, but lots of people, and I mean lots of people who thought they had to go another way, found relief one place, the Good Feet stores. You can check them out online at goodfeetstlouis.com, or here are the three locations. Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. One stop, pain relief, the Good Feet stores. Now, Peon mentioned earlier today something I was not aware of, that today was the equivalent of Valentine's Day for men. Is there a name for it?
Yes, it's Steak and BJ Day.
Steak and BJ Day, essentially meaning that today is the day that a woman shows her man how much she loves him. Because let's face it, Valentine's is about women.
For the women, yes.
It's all about chicks getting flowers and candy. So this is our day, according to Peon, and we're simple. A couple of things will take care of everything, steak and a BJ. And I don't know what BJ stands for, but he said it, so I'll look it up later.
BJ now, Thomas?
BJ and now, the Bear Marathon.
Now, check this out. and this is not some made-up malarkey. This is legitimate. This guy's name is Eric Anderson. He is a professor. He's an American sociologist. He has a book out called The Monogamy Gap. Listen to what this man says after 4 years of extensive research among men. He says, from a sociological, biological, and psychological point of view, I have come to the conclusion that much as monogamy is an ideal, the majority of men are predisposed to cheating and cannot help it.
Wow. I can't disagree with that.
He says the ideal of monogamy is an irrational one, because the truth is that men's sexual appetites are such that the majority won't be satisfied spending a lifetime being faithful to just one woman. He says, I believe that ideally men ought to be honest with women and confess their desire to cheat.
I got
to
spread it around.
He's saying, be honest.
Yeah.
Now, he goes on to say, my argument, however, is that as a society, we should stop worshiping at the altar of monogamy, forsaking all others, and instead face up to reality. The minute a man is unfaithful, a couple immediately feels it's necessary to separate or divorce, which often causes more heartache. Now listen to this, more heartache and pain than the infidelity did in the first place. What he's saying, ladies, is that dumping your man will cause you more pain and more heartache than forgiving him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just swallow it and live with it.
What? What, Lauren?
Just swallow it and live with it.
Oh, you know what?
Swallow your pride.
Yeah, okay. Right. Just swallow your pride and get over it.
Sorry, Lauren. Yeah. That's acceptable.
No, she wouldn't say anything dirty.
It says that, he says, I truly believe it would be far easier if men and women learned to accept the truth that a man's love for a woman is not dependent on his fidelity.
Yeah. Nice.
And that sex is not necessarily better or more exciting with someone you love. As conservative family preacher Rabbi Gary Newman puts it, believe it or not, this doesn't usually mean that cheating men don't love their wives.
Wow. It's all right there in black and white.
He still loves
you just as much.
Those women that he's going out and having sex with, they're almost taking the burden off the wife.
Well said.
She can't keep
well
up with
said.
Her.
So does that mean it works both ways?
Well, no, but it's just because the drive is different. Men's,
that's exactly what he's saying. It doesn't
men's
work
sex
both
drive
ways.
Is different than women's.
And I'm tired of that argument, too. Well, it works both ways. No, it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
It's the nature.
Yeah, thank you. He says, a man can love one woman but have recreational sex with another without their emotions being involved.
Yeah.
But women are incapable of doing that.
Right, they get all their...
After all, he says, countless men give themselves intense sexual pleasure watching beautiful women having sex on the internet, but definitely they aren't in love with them.
Oh, man. Yeah. I couldn't have put it better.
This is perfect. Who wrote this thing?
Professor Eric Anderson. And he goes on to say... men are biologically programmed to want to have sex with a variety of women. The problem is that generally when a man is unfaithful to a woman, she blames herself and feels 100% responsible. Ladies, knock that off.
No. Yeah.
Ease up on yourselves. That's not true. It is not your fault. It's our...
Our biological drive.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. It's not it's, even anything.
It's science.
It's our makeup.
Crap, I thought it was your fault all along.
No, it's all science.
You're
now
mistaken.
Listen to this. He goes on to say, the truth is that having a sexy figure, a big bust, and doing everything possible to spice up a man's sex life won't satisfy his hunger for sex with other women.
It's like that hunter, you know, the hunting drive.
That's right.
Hunting and gathering.
So does this apply to you guys?
We're just reading it on.
Yeah,
okay. No comment. He
Let's
says, I believe it's far healthier for a woman to accept that no matter how wonderful she looks and how great the sexual meals she prepares for her man, it is inevitable that he will sometimes want to eat out at another restaurant.
Oh, sexual meal?
That's how he puts it. Sexual meal. Yeah.
There's that laugh. There's that demonic laugh. He goes on to talk about oxytocin. Have you heard of this?
Oh, sure. It's released in the brain.
Yes, it's the love. You're smart, Pia.
Oxytocin.
It's the
therapy.
Love and bonding hormone. And he says, of course, one solution for women worried about this is pick a man with low testosterone, a low sex drive. He won't have the same impetus to be unfaithful to her that the majority of men have. But if she goes for alpha males, men with high sex drive, it will be extremely difficult for her to stop that kind of man from being unfaithful. He says, the best solution, I think, is for a man and a woman to have a frank and honest conversation about fidelity at the start of the relationship.
Wow, that's a good book.
That's
good information.
Man. You learn a lot here. Now, tell me if you think this is a big deal, because I don't. At the Gettysburg National Military Park, they have been selling bobblehead dolls of John Wilkes Booth with a little handgun. It's a bobblehead doll with a handgun.
Yes, and I think that's a poor
taste. You think that's bad?
Yes.
They've taken it off the shelves because a reporter from a newspaper in Hanover, Pennsylvania, happened to be going through the park and saw it and thought it was in bad taste. So now because of this one guy, they've taken the John Wilkes Booth bobblehead doll away.
Why would why would they want to sell a John Wilkes bobblehead?
I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny. Ooh, get this. Now, the reason I'm
The Lincoln bobblehead would be in more poor taste.
Well, yeah.
Yes, see, that now that would be in poor taste. Then it implies like his head's loose because he got shot in the head.
Right.
That would be bad. The reason I'm going to mention this article is because of the number involved, and I'll get to that in a minute. Tomorrow is the deadline for most hotels in this country to comply with a new ruling that they have to have accessibility for their pools, their hotel swimming pool, for disabled people. They have to have pool lifts to provide disabled people with equal access to the pools, or they have to show a plan in place to install it, or a possible penalty of as much as $55,000.
Wow.
Now, then they go on to say, how many hotels, according to the American Hotel and Lodging Association, are in this country? And most of them have pools. How many hotels would you think, give me a number, are in the United States?
Oh my.
Hotels in the United
hotels.
States?
This is going to stun you. Yeah.
125,000.
I'm going to say 500,000.
Oh, yeah. I'd say 600,000.
No, I agree. 51,000.
Wow,
51,000 hotels.
With pools, I guess.
No, it says there are 51,000 hotels, and most of them
have
pools. Seems like an awfully
small
number.
Boy, that's going to be a lot of dough there.
But think about it this way, though. There are 50 states, so that's over 1,000 hotels per state. So I guess, you know.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Maybe that's about right. A pool lift, by the way, only costs $3,000 to $6,000. That's not much.
Yeah, but you have to have someone operating it, I believe.
Well, whoever the caretaker is. No, I think anybody can do it. I've seen them. It's just like a sling, and it swings over. I think anybody...
Well, then you're going to need more insurance for kids and stuff getting on the thing and falling off it, or drunk people.
On one hand, I want to go, everybody can't do everything, and if you're disabled, there's certain things you can't do. But then on the other hand, I think, why shouldn't they, if they're on vacation, be able to get in the pool? You know, we were in the Dominican Republic the first time. I told you about that kid I met in the wheelchair, and his dad's only complaint about the resort was there was no way for them to take their 15-year-old son down into the ocean, to the water, because his wheelchair wouldn't roll in the sand.
Yeah.
And there was no, you know, board or ramp to go down. And I thought he had a great point.
And I guess the laws are different.
They're totally different.
Absolutely. Because he said in the United States, you go to a resort like that, there is a usually like a wooden ramp or walkway down, and you can roll somebody right down, and he could, you know, play in the ocean. And I thought, yeah, the kid ought to be able to go down there. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
One of the all-time great bar jokes Tina has requested, and it's a story of, it's a guy sitting in a local tavern, a bar. He's sitting at a table, sort of off in the corner. And it's a typical bar. Yeah, 12 tables in the place, a small place. And at the bar is a woman. Now, this guy, we'll call him Hank, is hammered. Hank is really drunk. And he motions for the bartender to come over to his table. Bartender says, "What's the trouble, Hank?" He said, "No trouble." He says, "Who's the babe? Who's the babe at the bar?" He says, "Well, Hank," he says, "I didn't get her name." He says, "Well, I don't think she's from around here." He said, "Well, I know she's not from around here. She did mention that she's from France." He says, "Whoa, France. I tell you what, why don't you buy that chick whatever she's drinking, and you just tell her it's from Hank over here." Bartender says, "All right." And he goes up to the bar, and he leans over the bar. He talks to the lady and explains that that gentleman is buying you a drink. Well, she looks over at Hank and raises her arm and waves, acknowledging, you know, thank you for the drink. She's got on a sleeveless sundress, and under her arm is a glob of hair. She's French.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't shave under her arms. Well, Hank, when she raises her arm to wave at him, he squints and stares. What the heck? He doesn't quite know what's going on there. He's all drunk and his vision's blurred, but is he seeing what he's thinking he's seeing? So he calls the bartender over again. He says, "Hey, come over here." Bartender comes over. He says, "Tell you what, buy the ballerina another drink from old Hank, whatever she wants." So the bartender goes back over, tells her he wants to buy you another drink. She again swivels around on the stool, raises her hand in the air, waves at Hank with that big glob of hair under her arm, and he squints and stares again. And he motions the bartender to come over again. He says, "Hey, tell you what, buy the ballerina a glass of champagne. The best champagne you have. You tell her it's on old Hank here." And the bartender says, "Hank, do you know her?" He goes, "Well, I don't know her. She's from France. How would I know?" He says, "Well, you keep calling her the ballerina. How would you know if she's a ballerina?" He says, "Ah, any woman that can kick her leg up that high has to be a ballerina."
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Tim?
There we go. Connected to the wrong button press here. All right, on westbound 40, you still have stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland. You get stop-and-go traffic right at Lindbergh, and then from west of Spady out to Maryville Center, it's pretty slow, and then stop-and-go also from Chesterfield Parkway West out to the Boone Bridge in some pockets. Now also trying to ramp off onto 141 from westbound 40. You're backed up approaching Maryville Center, and that's due to an accident west of Maryville Center that has a right lane block, or a center lane block, actually. Now westbound 70, heavy from the Blanchette Bridge to about Zumbel, and then it's slow 79 through Highway K. Southbound 270, stop and go at Olive, and then stop and go from Clayton down to Doherty Ferry, and you're looking at slow traffic on eastbound 270 from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Big stars on the program tonight include interviews with Steve Kerr and Lewis Black. Maybe Joan London drops by. Oh, we are going to spend an awful lot of money on the deli tray. The Steve Cochran KTRS Tonight program will also include a preview of Mizzou, and you get all your Tigers hoops here.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services, to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Hey guys, is your sex life really as good as it could be, or are you missing out because your performance in the bedroom isn't that great? If you suffer from lack of sexual confidence, then you need to try Upright XXL. Upright XXL is the most powerful, natural male enhancement product available on the market today. Upright XXL's pre-measured blend of potent ingredients is sure to keep you going strong all night long. You'll have an amazing renewal of self-confidence and energy that people will notice, especially where it counts most, in the bedroom. Just take Upright XXL and you will experience a powerful increase in stamina and strength that will make you and your partner say, wow, guaranteed. So be the man and call right now to find out how you can get Upright XXL for free. We challenge you to put it to the test.
Size does matter. Test the sexual power of Upright XXL absolutely free. Call 800-405-8837. 800-405-8837. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-405-8837. That's 1-800-405-8837.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Stop into Lowe's today and take advantage of great savings for your home, like 10% off major appliances $299 or more. And you can power through March with DeWalt Days at Lowe's, where you'll find great values on your favorite DeWalt tools, like an 18-volt drill for just $99. That's a savings of $90. Plus, you can pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless compact drill kit for only $199. That's a $50 savings. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 3/19. See store for details.
Hi, this is the roofer for Lane House Construction. I've got big news. We're opening our second location, and we've hit the front page of Google. When we started our website, we were on page 16. Now, after a couple years and a lot of work, I'm very pleased to say that if you look on Google for roofing in St. Louis, you will find Lane House Construction on the front page. The way we grew up was the old-fashioned way, with a lot of work. So give us a call. St. Charles, you can call us at 636-724-2000. St. Louis County, 314-845-2166, or on the web at LaneHouseConstruction.com.
Tiny bubble.
Let's go out to Southern California. You can almost pretend, if you're sitting in St. Louis, that you're in Southern California. It's that kind of weather, and it looks like it's going to be for the next 10 days or so. We're going to check in with Mike Evans. That's made possible by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, and home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Say hello to Mike Evans. How's it going?
Doing good. Hope everybody's doing well there.
Let me check. Everybody doing okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
No.
Pop quiz. What is Kim Kardashian?
She is good looking.
What's her middle name? Sunshine? Noel?
Or Skank?
Or Hope? I don't think we need to go there.
No.
Well, she goes there.
Or Slunt?
Oh.
Wow.
Well, we can't go Skank, but we go Slunt.
Yeah.
We don't need skank to go there. No, but then,
look that up, Peon.
Yeah. I don't have to.
Couple of quickies. American Idol's General Giant, Jermaine Jones, is gone. He's left Los Angeles. Apparently, there were three different arrest warrants out for him when American Idol officials finally figured it out and did a little back check. He kept lying about it. Turned out he also was violent backstage and tried to intimidate some of the cast and crew. This American Idol guy, Jermaine Jones, see ya, chump.
Now, I'll tell you what, though. He fooled a lot of people. I only saw him a couple of times, and I thought, what a likable guy.
If they were calling him Gentle Giant.
Oh, yeah, he had everybody fooled.
I never did like him. Loved him. About that guy. I liked him.
And, you know, he's a lot like, what was the guy, the homeless guy with the great voice that kind of duped everybody into, you know what I'm talking about?
What was his name?
What the heck was that?
Oh, the radio,
name?
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, yeah. You don't hear about
him
anymore.
Originally. Wasn't he?
I think so. I think he had some St. Louis roots, yeah.
He did have some St. Louis roots.
Boy, he got his 15 minutes, and see ya.
Well, this Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
That thing's going to get weird. You know, she was out late last night going clubbing, 2:30 in the morning, trying to get away from the paparazzi. Her car accidentally bumped a guy. He was out walking. He actually was working in the club next door. And he didn't know who she was, not from this country. He kind of laughed it off. But when the paparazzi explained who she was, of a sudden, 2 hours later, he went to be rushed to the hospital.
Exactly.
You know, then she, when she met the police, she was sitting shotgun seat. She had changed seats with her assistant. You know, it's just another stupid thing. First of all, she just got through saying last week she wasn't going out nightclub anymore. She's really settled down and is living a more normal life. Well, obviously not.
When's
the last time you hit somebody 2:30 in the morning with your car?
Like a week ago. Don't you think any attorney, though, a good attorney would say, you know, excuse me, Mr. Jones, you were fine until a few hours later when you found out who this was, and then all of a sudden your neck hurt. I mean, that that little time delay. I agree,
but you know what? The judge is going to say, you hit this guy and you left. I mean, she burned rubber getting out of the place after she nipped him.
Yeah.
You're on probation. What are you doing? Book review, Hollywood Hypocrites. It's by James Matera. This is really a cool book. It exposes a lot of stars who say one thing and do another. Example, Harrison Ford, who screams the loudest about wasting fuel, yet Harrison Ford owns 7 planes and brags about flying about once a week from New York to Miami to get his favorite hamburger.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Kind of a double standard.
Yep. Then you got Paul McCartney, another star who is very vocal, complains about people wasting energy, but he flew his new Lexus automobile from England to Japan by private plane so he could drive it when he got there instead of just putting it on his ship. It had an environmental impact of driving that car around the world 300 times.
Wait a second. He flew on a cargo plane. He had his car shipped?
Yes.
Couldn't you buy another one there?
Just as cheap, you would think, huh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow. Sports charge. Okay, here's my final four, my March Madness final four. Baylor, Vanderbilt, Kansas, Missouri, and the winner, Missouri Tigers.
Wow. Whoa, you got the Tigers winning the whole thing. Huh?
I got the Tigers winning the whole thing. I'm winning the whole thing, homie. I'd
love to see that happen.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Poll in Denver, overwhelming. The fans there say they don't want Peyton Manning. They want Tim Tebow. You know, of course, they don't have anything to say. John Elway will decide who's going to be the quarterback of that team. Aaron Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Is she the swimsuit?
No, she was the one that was
ESPN.
The one where the guy was looking at her through the hotel room.
Hot pocket.
The ESPN. Yeah, I know who she is.
Aaron Andrews is out at ESPN. Her contract's not going to be renewed in July. Probably won't see her again on ESPN Network. That's okay. She already has an offer, I understand, at ABC TV for Good Morning America. Odds and ends, Russell Brand has threatened, that's the key word, threatened to write a tell-all book about Katy Perry.
He's an idiot.
Nobody would even believe him.
No.
But Katy Perry is, and that's the key word there, is writing a book, a tell-all book about Russell Brand.
Yeah, I tend to believe what she says a lot more than I believe what he said.
Absolutely. Speaking of Russell Brand, he's being investigated by both the LAPD and the New Orleans police for battery theft and criminal mischief.
Why would she write a book, though? She doesn't need the money.
No, she's writing a book about their courtship, that year and a half, what was it, the marriage.
I thought she wanted to forget
it. Just that whole part of her life. She also is doing a movie about her concert tour, sort of a reality show in a movie form. Hey, people will buy it. She'll make more money with it. Sundance, Tribeca, Palm Springs, Savannah film festivals are all great, but the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin, Texas, really, really good. It's supposed to be one of the best, and it starts tomorrow. I can't make it tomorrow, but next year we'll be doing our reports from the Austin South by Southwest Film Festival. Going to go down there, take care of my business. And finally...
Now, how did you decide a year in advance that you're going next year? I'm just curious.
Well, I know I want to go, so you know I'll send in a credential request here in the next few months and just plan it by plane tickets so the tickets are cheaper.
That Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
Yeah.
You got it down.
See, that's the way I am, Franklin.
Professional.
Yeah, professional.
Exactly. What's Kim Kardashian's middle name? Is it Sunshine, Hope, or Noelle?
Tina.
I'm going to go with Noel.
I'm going to say Hope.
Noel.
I'm going to go Sunshine.
As it so happens, my middle daughter has the same middle name as Kim Kardashian. Hmm. Her name is Lacey Noel.
Told you.
Evans. Oh. I'm Mike Evans. We're live Hollywood Tank.
Told you. I've never missed one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You're going to remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You're probably not going to do it yourself, so you're going to have to contact somebody. We would love it if you would at least give them a shot at your business. I got a couple of minutes here. Boy, this is an example of how we are living in the Jetsons world. Walmart is going to... If you take your DVDs into them, let's say there are people who own, like Hipperson, who actually own movies. I probably have 20, and I have many. But if you have favorite DVDs, you take them in there, They and I don't know what the process is, but they will put them in the cloud. So I think we're going to get to a point where everybody's collection of music and videos is up in the sky.
Up in the air.
And you just access it out of the air. How about that?
Wow.
They're going to put them in the cloud, whatever the cloud is. I keep hearing about this cloud. I think that's just the term for it's up there. It's in space. What is it, satellite, or where are you pulling that stuff?
Or do you watch it if it's up there?
Well, you watch it on your TV or your computer.
It'll just suck
it
up from it.
Yeah, you just access it.
Your TV sucks it up?
The ones,
yeah, your
the smart TVs
hooked
can.
Up to the internet.
Yeah,
Wi-Fi.
The internet capable TVs, which I might add, in about another year, they're all going to be.
Oh yeah.
So they're going to do this at starting April 16th at 3,500 Walmart stores. It says they'll charge $2 for each disc converted, or $5 to upgrade from a normal DVD to a high definition. They can convert it to high def and store it in the cloud. Man,
wow.
I'm lost. I'm never going to be able to catch up with technology. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. We spell it because I can understand how it would be very easy, and I would probably do it too, to go to look up Schaefer somehow, Google it, whatever, and spell it S-H-A. Don't do that. There's a C in there. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They're in the auto body business. There's 7 locations. They're not just in the business. They're about as good as it gets in the business. And I don't know how an auto body shop in this day and age with the technology that's available can be in business and stay in business when, if you get a vehicle back, it's not perfect. But there are those body shops. They do still exist. I guess they don't want to invest in the computers that match paint or the, you know, I saw Schaefer's paint bay. One of them, I remember the first time I saw it, it was like standing in a, you know, those like IBM labs where people are in sterile suits and there's not a particle of dust. That's what it's like, because there can be no dust. I mean, not a speck. Because when you're painting a vehicle, you're doing the body work, and then you're putting that finishing touch of paint, you don't want a speck of anything floating down, landing in that paint. It's pretty impressive the way they do it. You're going to be impressed when you get the vehicle back. You may not know exactly how they did it, what happened, technically the procedure that was done. I don't understand it. You're only concerned about, can you tell where the work was done? And the answer is no. It's no. It's like you dreamed you had an accident. Well, that's the same vehicle that I had before I had the accident. There's not any difference. It literally is like it never happened, and that's what you want. You want to not be able to tell where they started and finished the work that they did on the vehicle. And the other thing I might add is probably going to be cleaner than it's been since on the showroom floor, because they don't turn a vehicle back. I don't care if when you took it in after the wreck you had, you know, French fry wrappers and the gum around. They're going to clean that car. It's going to be perfect when you get it back. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 7 locations to serve you.
With your Golden Oakland airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they had just cleared another accident off the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 5570. It was blocking that far right lane. It's off the bridge now. But that had eastbound 40 jammed up between Vandeventer and Grand all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 was slow from St. Louis Avenue all the way through the depressed section, and 44 or 55 was backed up to 44 again. Now, eastbound 270 looks much better. You're just a little bit slow now. Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 70, that was heavy between Riverview, Lucas, and Hunt. You had an accident in the left lane blocking in front of the airport, but traffic just a little slow as you went past there. And then you're slow from Mid-River Small Drive through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Your label's fresh.
The Big 550.
Really?
KTRS. Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Mizzou fans.
It's the ultimate Mizzou basketball sports night show and party at Rite House, St. Louis's newest German-American sports pub.
KTRS will be there live Friday from 7 to 9.
There'll be happy hour prices 1 hour before and 1 hour after the game, with special priced Mizzou shots during the game.
Call 367-1710 and be the first to reserve a table
and receive a pitcher of Bud Light on us.
Former Mizzou All-American and football color analyst Howard Richards will be there
at the big Mizzou party at Rite House Pub.
Union and Lindell in the Central West End.
Since there will be no show Friday, not even the Bill Cleveland edition, because of Mizzou basketball, we'll try to make tomorrow good enough to hold you till Monday. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
McGraw, Steve Cochran, The Showgram with JC and Trish, Franco Pinion, Sports Night, and The Nighthawk, The Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, and KTRS.